makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. TGIF. It's Friday, the 19th of September. The Texans finished their last practice before heading to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Coach Gary Kubiak gave us the injury update, and you'll hear a segment from my morning show appearance on Sports Radio 610 with Mark Vandermeer and Adam Clanton. But first, Texans fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information on the schedule changes, visit HoustonTexans.com. It looks like things will be doubtful for running back Amon Green and tight end Mark Bruner on Sunday. Neither player practiced this week, but both will make the trip to LP Field. Defensive tackle Travis Johnson sprained his knee against the Steelers and could be a game-time decision. Here's what Kubiak had to say with the update.
Really, the guys that would have been out last week, when you look at Bruner and Amon, you know, probably, you know, it really hasn't changed from that standpoint. Last week, our questions were Travis and maybe Jacoby a little bit going in last week. And, you know, right now, I mean, they both practice all week, but I've got to evaluate, look at Travis hard and how he's practicing today and try to make a decision.
What would you do? Would Skinina start?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
And then who would be the next tackle?
Well, Frank would be up, Frank, you know, yeah. and he's done a good job. He's earned the right, really, to get on that field the way he's been practicing, so we'll have to make that decision.
Before practice, I went on the air with our flagship station, Sports Radio 610, to talk about the Texans' rivalry game against Tennessee. There were a lot of callers getting fired up about quarterback Matt Schaub going against defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth. We'll give you a snippet of the show.
I'm worried about that front four of Tennessee. You have Kyle Vandenbosch, you have Javon Curse, who's healthy right now. You have Tony Brown, who's no slouch as a defensive tackle. And, of course, you have Albert Haynesworth, who you're most concerned about. They are ferocious, and they make everybody behind them better. The other seven guys on the
defense, they all feed off of those front four. I mean, it probably could be the toughest defensive line right now in the NFL. I mean, can you think Javon Curse and Kyle Vandenbosch?
It's hard to really come up with one. I mean, the Giants last year played so well in the postseason. You could see that if Tennessee really had its act together in the offensive end, defensively, they could put together a run defensively similar to what the Giants did. Yeah. I mean, I would hold those front four up against almost anybody.
As always, thanks for listening and cheer for the Texans on Sunday. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.